then. Okay, thanks, gentlemen. We've got today's winning captain, Graham Creamer. Graham's going to review today's game, and then after that, we're going to have today's man of the match, Raza, and he'll talk about his performance today and preview the next game. All right, I'll start us off, Graham. The mood in the change room.
Yeah, pretty special, T. Guys are still jumping around in there. A lot of high fives and hugging and stuff. But yeah, very special. You know, we knew we had a score on the board, and in competitions like this, it's, you know, when you have those runs on the board, doesn't matter how small the target is, there's always that pressure. So we knew if we held the middle overs together, we just needed one or two wickets to change the whole game, and that's what happened. So, you know, really proud of the guys, and they deserve to celebrate. It's excellent.
What was the biggest turnaround for you guys to win it?
I think that over from Raza. It was special again to get Rashid Khan and then the left arm spinner out. It was, you know, that's what we needed, because those guys can bat, and chasing a score like that, you know, if they just applied themselves a bit better, that, you know, they should have got their score quite easily. But you know, Raz has been excellent for us, not only with the bat, but he's turning into a bowler with a golden arm for us. So, you know, I would say that over was the turning point in the game.
The partnership between Shah and Nabi, did you guys feel that maybe you were losing it at that time, or you still believe that it could be done?
Yeah, they were taking the game away from us slowly at one stage, but every break we had, at the drinks break, we knew we just get one or two wickets, and then because they had a longer tail today, they played the extra bowler, so we knew we just needed one or two, and then we back in the game, and I was proud of the guys, the way they held those middle overs again together. It was excellent, and then the way guys finished it off at the end was absolutely brilliant.
There seems a special intensity to Zimbabwe's games against Afghanistan. Would you say there's a rivalry building up between the two teams?
Yeah, definitely. You know, they've, you know, we had a bad series there in Sharjah, but you know, we put that behind us, and we knew it's only one game here. You know, we just needed to turn up on the day and beat them in one game, which we know we can, and conditions probably don't suit them as much as they do in Sharjah. So, you know, it was definitely a big game for us, and yeah, definitely a rival coming up now, and we're going to play each other a lot more because you know, they've just got test status, and a lot of teams might not want to play them, so I think the two teams will be playing a lot. And yeah, but a definite rivalry there, I think.
And after this, are you going to give the boys a day off tomorrow, or is it training as usual?
Hopefully 2 days, but guys have earned a little rest, I think. We trained really hard coming up to the tournament, and a few games so close together. You know, we need to look after our seamers especially, and you know, the guys that have batted out there quite a long period, Brendan and Raz, you know, they've earned a few, maybe a day or two off, and then we get back into it and come hard again on Saturday.
A great performance by Blessing Zarabani with the ball, career best, I think 4 for 47. But failed to bowl out Nepal in the last game and failed to get early wickets today. Do you think that that's a concern with the seamers?
Yeah, without looking too far into it, it is a tough wicket for the seamers. But Blessing, I mean, he's, you know, for such a young age, like the way he held his composure, and he does what he's told, and you know, he's always trying to get better. You know, for someone that's quite raw to international cricket, I mean, he's been excellent for us, and he'll be good going forward. I think he's a real asset to have with his height, and he's got something behind the ball. You know, to get 4-4 on a flat wicket, you know, it's an excellent effort, and I'm really happy for him and happy the way Brian came out today. He didn't have the best game last game, but, you know, he really turned up today, and he told me he was feeling a bit of pressure, but, you know, I know he's one guy that is really passionate about bowling well and getting wickets and playing for his country, so it showed today. And, yeah, really happy for him also.
And just on the field in front, the last couple of games, the team's dropped a few chances, none that have got themselves into trouble, but going forward, you're going to make sure that that's an area that's going to have particular attention paid to it?
Yeah, it really changes the game when you take one or two good catches. We saw when we were batting the catch that got rid of Raz, you know, us, we could have got 240, 250. So we know how important catching is, and I thought today was a lot better, apart from the one Raz dropped. Yeah, but definitely going forward in the tournament, I mean, catching, especially on flat wickets, if you create that chance, you need to grab it. And we saw today, Raz getting out, you know, we're bundled out for just under 200. So, you know, it makes a huge difference, and it's something we'll continue to work on and yeah, hopefully be good throughout the tournament.
Skipper, congrats on the win. But after the betting collapse, you guys being bowled out for less than 200, what words of encouragement did you have for the guys to go back in there and try and defend it? Looking at that, the guys have got 50 overs to try and reach that, looking at a run rate of almost 4 runs and over. What did you say to the guys?
We've been in that situation not once, maybe twice before with Afghanistan, where we've got low totals and bowled them out, so we know there's always a chance of them collapsing, and we kept saying that out there, just one wicket, just one or two, and we get into the tail and we win this game, and you know, 190 odd should never have been enough, but we still genuinely believed that we could, if we got a few wickets, we could put them under pressure, and it showed today.
All right, and then looking at some point in time during the course of the game, some decisions that you guys appealed for and felt that you had gotten the game. What's your take on those decisions?
Yeah, I mean, it's part of the game. When you don't have DRS or whatever, I mean, it can happen to any team. But, you know, we just take it as part of the game. Sometimes we'll get a bit heated out there because, you know, we really want to win, and, you know, a few guys will get fired up. But, you know, it's part of the game. We make mistakes, umpires will make mistakes. It's part of the game, where if you don't have DRS, those things can happen. So, yeah, we'll take it in our stride.
All right, Graham, thanks a lot for your time.